This is an interview with Lucille White Bish and George W. Bish, husband and wife, as a part of the Black History Project by the Afro-American Educators Association, entitled A Study of Bridgeport Neighborhoods, A Black Perspective, 1900 to Present. I am Frances Judson, the interviewer, and we are at 2060 North Avenue, the home of Mr. and Mrs. Bish. The date is September 25th, 1983. All right, Mr. Bish, let's begin with your early childhood. Can you tell me anything about it? You were born here in Bridgeport?
Well, I was born here. You want the date?
If you want to give it. I don't, not necessarily.
Born in Bridgeport?
I was just born in Bridgeport during World War I. I've gone.
Where did you live at that time when you were during your early childhood here?
Oh, in the North End, off Lindley
Street.
Marion Street, off on Lindley Street, in the North End.
Yes. Okay, what about your schooling?
Well, I first started school in Stratford, in Honeyspot. Then from Honeyspot, I went to Franklin School in Stratford on Barnum Avenue. And then from there, we came to Watersville School in Bridgeport, then to Lincoln. I put some time in Harding, and then switched over went to trade school, state trade.
You mentioned three schools that are in Bridgeport that I can think of. Waltersville. Is that the same Waltersville that we have now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the same place?
Same place.
What about Harding?
Same.
We went to Harding on a cooperative course. You put two subjects in Harding, English and math. Then the rest of the day we had to go to State Trade School on corner Kossuth and Pulaski Street.
Bullet Haven.
It's now Bullet Haven. But then it was called State Trade School.
Mm-hmm. It's in a, but the street names that you're saying, that was a different location?
Yes, we had to walk from Harding down to State Trade School.
To
Kossuth Street.
So you walked from Harding down to Kossuth Street?
That's right. 5 days a week, and if it rained, we have to go to school on Saturday.
You have to make up days you miss during the week?
You have to miss up days during the week. So we would sometimes, if it was good and clear, we went to school 5 days a week like the rest of the kids. And then if it rained or we had a day out, we had to make it up on Saturday.
Okay, we don't want to repeat. Now, go ahead.
That's okay.
Oh, they only give you so much time to get from Harding to trade school. And you know they're long distance apart.
Mm-hmm.
And so half the time you're hop, skip, and a jump, or you're halfway running. But that's the only time, because at trade school, at that time, was long on trade and short on related subjects. Related subjects.
Okay.
And then you had to put in another year on kind of those related subjects. That figures about a year. And so actually you went to trade school for 5 years.
Oh, where the other kids went 4 years.
We had to go 5 years by doing it that way.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things did they offer now, what did you take?
Well, I've taken up concrete plastering And in part of that come carpentry. And then they also had foundry and auto, then carpentry, then they had drafting and all the other subjects that they teach now.
Well, no, you mentioned something, foundry. What is that?
A foundry is where you melt the iron ore, or other metal, and pour it in a casting.
A mold.
Yeah. This school, the school that you mentioned that you had to walk down to is now Colby Alternative. Do you remember when they moved your state trade school to Bullet Havens?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Mrs. Bish, when did you come here? Had you already started school?
Yes, I started school in Youngstown, Ohio.
Yeah.
In the primary grade. I went 2 years there. And I came to Bridgeport, and I lived on French Street here in Bridgeport. French. Off of North Avenue, which the thruway have taken that part.
So French Street is no longer in existence?
Yes, it is. The other end, part of it is. From Main Street over to the thruway.
Yes.
And and then we moved to Stratford. And all my schooling, from the grade school through high school, was in Stratford. Graduated from Stratford High.
Did you?
Yes.
Good. Was Stratford High still in the location where it was then?
Yes. Only they added on to it.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Bish, were there many blacks in the school where you went?
Yes, there was quite a few. They were in the foundry, concrete, cement, whatever you want to call it, and in auto.
Yes.
That's where the majority of the black kids were.
Okay. Did they have what you call a college-bound program like they do now?
They had painting, decorating.
Painting.
They had also in this school, in Bullet Haven, painting.
Yeah, they had painting. And
could people from Stratford go to this school?
Oh, yes.
Anybody in the neighborhood. But you had to get to the best way you can. They didn't send no school bus.
Walking, hopping,
and walking, hopping, and trolley.
Okay. Did they have any other programs other than trade programs that blacks were included in, where took part in?
No, that's all it was. That's it.
Actually, it's just a trade school. The other.
What about prepping for college?
You couldn't go to college on that. Degrees. That's why I had to go to, it's not University of Bridgeport, but it was Junior College of Bridgeport. Now University of Bridgeport. It was University of
It was the Junior College of Bridgeport. Fairfield Avenue. That's where Bridgeport University started from.
Fairfield Avenue.
Then it expanded down into Seaside Park. Mm-hmm. And the way I understand it, that Cartwright was first professor down there or something. And the school has been expanding ever since, but it started from Fairfield Avenue, a great big old mansion, a big place there.
If some black kid wants to go to college, how could they get there?
If the parents had money, that's the only way I know of getting there.
Could they participate in the college preparatory program in school?
In trade school, there wasn't any.
Yes,
But
not in the trade school.
Yes, but in the college, in junior college, yes.
In Stratford High, you had college preparatory courses, and also here in the school, high, regular high schools, mm-hmm. they had it, but not in the trade school.
Mm-hmm. So there were other kids who that were at Harding. Everybody at Harding wasn't on.
No, wasn't going to trade school.
Okay. So the only thing that were they blacks in the college prep.
Let's see. In Stratford, there was.
I don't quite remember. That was so many years ago. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you that offhand.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm. Yes,
I'm sure there was.
Yes.
I imagine there was, but I know no black, any student, white or black, could go to college right from trade school because he wasn't prepared for it.
Yes, yes, I understand. I want to talk about your neighborhood. Was the neighborhood you lived in predominantly black, or was it a mixture of?
It was a mixture.
What about yours?
On
French Street.
On French Street. So it was all white folks on there.
That's all.
Okay, was there any area where blacks sort of located unto themselves? A black neighborhood?
Not as you would call it. Most of us in the South End, but the North End and the East Side and the East End were all integrated.
Only the South End there where you could find a neighborhood.
Yeah.
They were mixed down there.
They were really mixed there too. Yes. But it's not like the East End now, dominantly black, but it was all mixed, 50% white and 50% black. In fact, at one time there was more white than there were black.
You could add, to really say a black dominated neighborhood, I wouldn't say it, because the South End and the East Side, it wasn't like until they built those projects. The city was mostly integrated, all except along here, I would say.
Yes. What kind of activities did you have when you were not in school?
Trade school only had a basketball team. That's all. Now all my other sports come out in outside, extracurriculum outside of the school.
But that's I want to hear about it.
And then we formed our own team, young collegiate juniors. Oh, today I was telling you I went to the football game, see my grandson, and I met my old coach, George Brown.
So was it like Little League is now?
Well, it wasn't. Nobody took us under their wing. We had to form it ourselves and pay our own expenses.
Mm-hmm. But you did have an adult coach in you. And
well, George Brown was about the oldest of the group, and probably even had some older than he was playing football.
That was outside of school. That wasn't with school.
No. Well, what was the age of those boys who were doing that?
Oh, we're about 15 to 21.
So you sort of formed your own league?
We formed our own league. Mm-hmm. And they were right there. We played in Stamford, Norwalk, and Stratford. We played football in Stratford where the town fair is. Used to be an open field. Mm-hmm. And we played in there, we played in the North End. And we played where the Boys and Girls Club is. We played on that field. Yeah. See, Central wasn't up there then.
Okay.
And that was all wooded area and all. And we played all over the stumps and the rocks and between them.
Okay, now what's the next question?
What did the girls do while the boys played football for recreation?
Well, I lived in Stratford.
What did girls do there?
Nothing.
There was nothing, no activities for them to do? Just chores, maybe?
Yeah.
Chores and go to church on Sunday.
There wasn't there was no black, many black kids in Stratford, really. Mm-hmm. And what ones that lived there, we always were scattered far apart. And so, what was that?
But you came together in the church, didn't you?
Yes, the church, I mean.
But did it have anything?
Oh, well, we had to be like the BYPU, Sunday school, the regular church, you know, that's all.
But there was nothing to...
Constructive, no.
To, you know,
outside
to help.
Constructive.
And
yeah.
The same thing here, too. There wasn't enough of blacks in our neighborhood to make a black unity. It was always, if we didn't include the white boys, there wasn't no team.
But we
so
play the
team
ball.
That you're talking about was integrated?
Yes, it was integrated.
We get together in the evening and we play baseball or skate up and down the street or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, that's what. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, oh, but I mean, anything like a social.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that much
it
unless you
no
came
to
the Y in Bridgeport.
We had a black Y.
Had a black Y.
Where was that?
On Beach Street.
Beach Street.
Yeah.
Yes, it's now the Polish Veterans or something in the club.
On Beach Street.
Beach Street.
Yeah, the Phyllis Wheatley Y.
Yeah.
For blacks.
Blacks.
For blacks.
Girls and boys.
For girls and boys.
And then
sister,
in later years, they emerged with the white Y, when they built the one up here on Golden Hill Street. And that's when the black disappeared. I mean, you know, the Y sort of after years went down. It's a black Y.
That's something.
All our outside of social life was all integrated.
Well, mine wasn't, so.
And all our sports and when we made our own toys, our own scooters, skateboards, and roll a hoop, we put a wire on a steel hoop and roll it. We had all, make our own wagon.
What's the next one question?
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your unintegrated activities, your social activities. You did skating. Did you do those things that he's talking about? Did you participate? Did you do any of them too? You didn't.
If we had, once in a while, we came into town to the Y.
Uh-huh. But you couldn't get in there that
no,
wasn't
no,
anything
regular.
No,
I'm talking
about
the Phyllis Wheatley branch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then they moved from Beach Street up on Barnum Avenue, where the firehouse, Barnum and Central Avenue,
mm-hmm.
firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have, you know, dances and skating there, and we wished to go there. And the different church activities.
Yes.
And the, that's about it. And NACC Junior, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work in the NACP a lot.
Yeah. They had a youth group at that time?
No, we just worked with them.
Worked with the adults. Everybody worked together.
Well, there wasn't many adults that worked, so somebody had to pitch in.
Somebody had to do it.
Pitch in order to keep
So the youngsters did it.
So we done it.
Good.
So we helped, you know, they brought us in, and you know how people are.
That's good. They need to do that now. Too. What about your holidays? How did you celebrate them during your childhood? Was Christmas something?
Well, Christmas was awfully sad at our house. My father died 2 days before Christmas. So we had to take down the tree and then went in the morning, and my mother would feel it about that time of year, so there wasn't any Christmas at our house, and we didn't have a tree. If we did, we got one of them small decorated trees that's 8 inches, 10 inches high with the bulbs and whatnot, and set that up just to some spirit in there.
Mm. What about you?
Well, we had Christmas. It wasn't very much, but we celebrated Christmas.
not a lot of gifts.
No, well, no money. It was during the Depression.
Okay. What about, did you have decorations, your tree and
oh, we used to,
and dinner?
Oh, we had dinner, Christmas dinner. The tree, well, plenty of woods out there, we had a tree. And make your own decoration.
Popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we didn't even have that.
Because of your father dying, yes, and so it just—I guess it brought back.
Brought me back, and it does, and it does right now.
Oh, yeah. What about the other? What about Easter? Did you celebrate Easter particularly?
Just the Easter egg hunt.
At the church.
Oh well, no, it's I don't remember about the church. No, we used to have it ourselves.
The kids had their own.
Hunt. We used to. Yeah, we had a week out of school then.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we had our spring vacation, was Easter week. And we used to get together.
Oh,
kids have their own Easter egg, huh? We go and bring our eggs in.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all of it.
All right, you said that this is during the Depression, so where do kids get eggs?
You bought your own, you grew your own, or raised your own.
So you had chickens in your backyard?
Yeah, right.
Okay, what else did you grow back there?
Huh?
What else did you grow back there in the backyard?
Every vegetable there is on the market. We had a grape harbor. We had raspberries, strawberries, blackberries, an old apple tree, corn, tomatoes. Okra, collard greens, turnip greens, potatoes, carrots, celery, onions.
She had a.
You were in the north end. Did you have all those things growing?
No,
too?
We lived in Stratford then too. At the time that she.
Okay, this was during the Depression.
This is during the Depression. Yeah. We did part of the Depression in Stratford and part of the Depression in Bridgeport.
Mm-hmm.
And while we were in Stratford, we had. The chickens and the garden.
So you came to the Easter egg hunt too, huh?
No.
I didn't know they even exist down that part, down there.
Oh, really?
So, but making the wagons, we lived on Hollister Street in Stratford, what they call the Heights. And there's three hills, one, two, and three.
In Stratford.
In Stratford, and on Hollister Street. If you ever been up that street, you know what I'm talking about. And we used to make our own wagons and get up top of the hill and run like the devil and sit in it, two or three of us, and we get down there and end up on Bruce Avenue. Or, you see, because we would roll down the hill, one hill, and then go over the level and then down the other hill.
Uh-huh.
And in front of the house, there wasn't any build-up. In the neighborhood, we lived on Hollister Avenue. The nearest thing was on Stratford Avenue was St. Michael Cemetery, and over that was the sound. We used to watch the ships go by, and it wasn't now.
The railroad tracks.
The railroad tracks.
But I mean, not only we had the garden and chickens, you know. Then, but even after the Depression, my father went to work, and I mean, well, even during the Depression, he used to work, you know, odd jobs. He used to work down at Sterling Park. You know, Sterling Park it is in Stratford.
Where's Sterling?
You know, Sterling House?
Yes.
It used to be a park back there. Old Lady Sterling left that land for a community park for the people of Stratford. Now, I graduated in Sterling Park. That we had our graduation ceremonies at.
I walked back there for the first time a few months ago, and it's still very beautiful back there.
You still got the flower beds and everything? My
yes, it's still. I'm not sure that it was it's like it used
to
be.
No, because
it's
the thruway took some of it.
Yeah, but they're still very beautiful back there. I didn't know that it was that much land behind it, you know. Just happened to be walking. Now, let's see, you say you lived in both of you lived in Stratford, but you didn't know where you didn't know her
no.
at that time?
No.
You didn't live in Pershing. So you were pretty young at that time, right? Did you have enough to eat during the Depression time?
No.
We did.
You had, because you had a, your
well,
own
Well, once
farm.
We moved back to Bridgeport, there wasn't any farm, there wasn't any space to garden at. While we were in Stratford, we were set up fairly well. But when we moved back to Bridgeport, there wasn't any garden.
So this is when you had, didn't have?
It was, meals were skimpy and far apart. And what people would give us, and mostly beans, we had beans fried, boiled, any way you can fix a bean. We had it.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you move back?
Oh, my mother wanted to move back to Walter Street, and we moved back to Walter Street, and that's when we changed schools, and I couldn't tell you why.
It was some personal reason for her.
Yes.
For her.
Uh-huh. Well, I know how that goes.
For me?
You did have enough to eat, but what about your parents' employment during that time, and relatives and friends? What kind of work did they do?
Well, my mother done housework, and she worked as a laundress.
During the Depression?
During Depression.
Me?
Yes.
My mother never worked.
Could your father find work during the Depression?
Yeah, well, like I said, he
did.
Down in Sterling Park, he worked.
Oh, yes, it's the gardener.
He used to work down there, and then he used to work for the town of Stratford itself and help build the dikes down off of Glossier Boulevard, you know, WPA,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother never worked.
Mm-hmm.
There was eight of us in the family. She never worked.
What did you have any other relatives that were adults that around you, you know, other than your mother and father?
No, my aunt. A lot of people, my aunt.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did they do?
My aunt did a little bit of day's work. Bessie, you know, the old lady Bessie Davis lived on Johnson Court.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt.
Is she?
She was, yeah.
Small world.
And then I had two uncles.
Did they live here?
Mm-hmm.
Were they all able to find work during this time?
Yeah, I mean, at the time, they worked in the aluminum shop. It was Alcor Aluminum was here in Bridgeport. And they worked there. My other uncle worked in the brass shop over there.
Brass shop was here during the Depression?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. they had two
and
branches.
Alcor Aluminum.
Mm-hmm. And they worked. And I had a cousin, he was in this shop too. That Bob Mack worked in there. And then we, that's about it. And the family, close to family, I think they were
mm-hmm.
working.
Mm-hmm.
But the shops didn't pay much, you know. They did hard work. And
for a little money.
For nothing, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess they were some.
Well, but they had a job, and
so many without.
When I went out, finished trade school.
Just working garbage truck?
Well, I don't want to get into that. Carry them tubs to come home with a sore shoulder. But I went out into on construction. They're only paying us about 15 cents an hour.
When was this? You remember the year?
Oh, I forget. Just
in the 30s.
In the 30s.
15 cents.
And we
get to work all day long, humping garbage for a dollar a day.
And we mix in a long tub, long by long as this table, and with a hole, and so many shovels of cement, so many shovels of sand, and so many shovels of lime, and you mix all that big tub up to, and consistently say you can use it on a